This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Prisma Denise Peralta Reyes was excited to have official U.S. citizenship after moving to Texas from Mexico. She would serve in the National Guard, and she became a doting mother to a son. Prisma, a paralegal, was working at a used car dealership doing admin work in 2019. She was in an on-again, off-again relationship, and she kept a close circle of friends around her. April 17th, 2019 would be a tough day for Prisma. That morning, she dropped her son off at the babysitter. She then proceeded to drive to her job at the car lot. Prisma allegedly got into an argument with a coworker that morning in the parking lot over where she had parked. At lunchtime, Prisma left to meet her boyfriend at a local Tex-Mex restaurant. They had just reconciled and were supposedly back together. The lunch would not go well, however, and her boyfriend left after they had an argument. Prisma stayed at the restaurant for an additional 3 hours after he left, sitting at the bar and drinking until she was asked to leave. Leaving the restaurant, Prisma found herself in a road rage incident. The police were called, but she left the scene, ending up at the Olympus at Ross apartment building. She is seen here on CCTV getting into the elevator, but she is never seen leaving the building. When she failed to pick her son up later at the babysitter and no one could reach Prisma, she was officially reported as missing. Where is Prisma Denise Peralta Reyes? Hello, and welcome to the Where Are They podcast and another unsolved missing person story. Prisma's story made the news when she first went missing back in 2019, but her case isn't covered much anymore. However, this young mother, this young woman, is still missing. Thank you for being here, for listening to these cases, and helping us spread awareness. I always want to welcome your case suggestions and feedback. Anytime, you can find my contact information in the show notes. Prisma Denise Peralta Reyes was born and spent her childhood in Mexico. Prisma is described as being very smart, and she wanted to pursue a career as a lawyer. While she was in college, however, she became pregnant with her son, causing her to pause that dream for a bit. She would go on to become a paralegal, and everyone said she was very good at what she did. Her son's father wouldn't stay in the picture for long. Together, they had a tough relationship, and they soon split up. Prisma had been dating, however, and she was in a relationship with a man by the name of Ryan. Together, they had an on-again, off-again relationship, which friends and family describe as very tumultuous. The disappearance. Wednesday, April 17th, 2019, was a day that started out rough for Prisma Reyes. She took her 6-year-old son to the babysitter and then headed to her job at the car dealership. When she arrived at work, she parked in a parking spot that her coworker usually parked in. This would spark some kind of confrontation between the two. Prisma reported this coworker to his supervisor and then went to her desk to start work. Around noon, she left to meet her boyfriend, Ryan, at a local Tex-Mex restaurant for lunch. Prisma and Ryan had been on again, off again for a while, and allegedly they just reconciled again back in February, just 2 months prior. But the relationship was still rocky. During this lunch, Prisma would get a phone call and she stepped outside of the restaurant. Ryan wasn't happy about this, and as soon as Prisma came back inside, an argument began between the two of them. It ended with Ryan leaving the restaurant and Prisma staying behind to have a few more drinks. She called her babysitter and they talked on the phone for 52 minutes. The babysitter said that she and Prisma were friends and that they were just chatting about her son and about her day and what was happening with Prisma that day. Little did she know, it was about to get much worse. After 3 hours in the restaurant, the bartender asked Prisma to leave. Prisma made a little bit of a scene before leaving. Was she drunk? Very possibly, but we don't know any more details about why Prisma was refused service and asked to leave. But for some reason, this did upset Prisma. Now, allegedly, Prisma was also due back at work after her lunch break, so she had now been gone over 3 hours. She leaves the restaurant as she is asked, however, and a surveillance video catches her in her Jeep pulling out of the parking lot pretty aggressively. In fact, it looks like she hits the curb a little bit as she darts out of the parking lot into the road. Shortly after this, Prisma is involved in a road rage incident. We don't know too much about the details of this incident, but there is an incident. She is enraged. Prisma ends up getting out of the car, confronts another driver, and waving a pistol around in her hands. Someone called the police, and when they arrived, Prisma had already driven off. Next, she is seen pulling up to the Olympus at Ross apartment building in East Dallas. She parks her Jeep in the street, and she runs in through the entry gates of the parking garage, following behind a couple of other cars, which allows her to get inside before the gates close. She goes to the elevator, and she is seen on the phone waiting for the elevator. She paces around making several calls for several minutes until she finally gets into the elevator and isn't seen again. Prisma is supposed to pick her son up at the sitter's at 7:30 p.m., but she doesn't show. The babysitter spends the next 2 hours trying to reach Prisma. Prisma Reyes had disappeared. The search. The babysitter is the one who officially reports Prisma missing. Authorities checked with Prisma's family, who all said that Prisma would never abandon her child. Even if she wasn't going to pick him up that night for some reason, she would have called someone. She would have let the babysitter know, or she would have made arrangements for someone else to go get her son. Even though that itself had also never happened before. Law enforcement does find Prisma's Jeep parked just outside the Olympus apartment building in East Dallas. It's parked on the road, but it's actually partially sticking out into an intersection. It's an odd place to park, but detectives notice that the apartment building has surveillance cameras, and they quickly pull the footage. They see Prisma pull up the evening before. She parks her Jeep quickly and runs out, crossing the street and entering into the parking garage of the apartment building. She is alone and she is hurrying, most likely because she was trying to get into the building as another car enters so that she can get through the gates. She is next seen at the elevator waiting. She's on the phone. She is pacing around. Detectives pulled her phone records and determined that she made a total of 9 phone calls, all lasting less than a minute, except one of them, and most of them probably not even answered. But the one call that lasted a few minutes was with a family friend that lived out of state. This friend said that Prisma had told them that she wasn't feeling well, she felt kind of off, and she was very upset. But there wasn't much this friend could do because they were out of state. They didn't know how to help her. They then also find several text messages to her boyfriend, Ryan, asking him what apartment he lived in. Authorities now know that she was there at Olympus, looking for Ryan, and they quickly went to him to question him. Ryan said he did have lunch with Prisma the day before, and they did argue. He said he left the restaurant. He actually went to another city to visit friends. Authorities verified this, and they learned that he was not at home when Prisma was at his apartment building. Now, I do have more questions about this, and I do want to bring this up because it has been talked about a lot. Many people have questioned this alibi, but many have questioned this alibi. How was it verified? Was it actually verified? And authorities had stated at one point that they verified it electronically. I can't say for certain how they did that, whether it was by CCTV or phone records or something else, but that is what law enforcement has stated. They have said that Ryan is not a suspect. Now, everyone knows why Prisma was at the Olympus, likely trying to track down Ryan. She didn't know where his apartment was, however, and he wasn't answering her. Authorities can see on the elevator footage that she is waiting alone for a bit at the elevator. She's on the phone. And then a man joins her and they get into the elevator together. This man is tracked down and identified and questioned. He said he remembered getting into the elevator with Prisma. She seemed very upset. And he said he got off on the second floor where his apartment was and Prisma continued going up. He wasn't sure where she went from there. This apartment building has 5 levels, with the top level, number 5, being a rooftop parking area. They find another witness. They find someone up from the 5th floor who recalls seeing someone matching Prisma's description standing near a silver car that had the trunk popped open. The woman was seen crouching down or leaning over and was crying and just visibly upset. This witness asked her if she was okay, and the crying woman told her pretty aggressively to leave her alone, and the witness walked away. If this was indeed Prisma, this would be the last time anyone saw Prisma Reyes. Authorities aren't sure where to go next. They had a few persons of interest to them. Of course, the first one they had thought about and eventually cleared was Ryan, the on-again, off-again boyfriend who lived right there at Olympus where she was last seen. He allegedly had a track record of being violent with Prisma and had just argued with her earlier in the day, but Ryan had an alibi. The next person of interest to authorities was Arturo. Arturo is an ex-boyfriend and the father of her 6-year-old son. Their relationship wasn't good, and many wondered if he could be involved. Then they learn of another man that could possibly be of interest to them, an unnamed married man. This man in Prisma's life was married and someone who had actually purchased Prisma's Jeep for her the year before. This was learned when the plates were run on the Jeep and it was discovered that it was registered in someone else's name. Not much is known about this man, but it did seem that he and Prisma were still in communication. Then there's the babysitter. Why did the babysitter have a 52-minute conversation with Prisma that day? Some felt that was unusual. Some said that Prisma and the babysitter were not friends, as the babysitter had said. And it would also be the babysitter who reported Prisma as missing. Then we also have the road rage incident that happened just earlier in that day. Did someone follow her and track her down from that accident? Then it was also learned that Prisma had stated to some friends and family that she felt she had a stalker. She felt she was being followed or somebody was watching her. And again, allegedly, that is why she purchased that pistol just months prior. This was the gun she was seen waving around during that road rage incident, and authorities did find this gun in her Jeep under the front seat. So did Prisma have a stalker? And if so, who was it? Interestingly, Ryan moved out of the Olympus apartment building just a few days after Prisma went missing. It really isn't known if this was a planned move or why he happened to move so quickly, as nothing more has been stated about that. Now, in the course of the investigation, authorities interviewed hundreds of people, people who Prisma knew, people who she worked with, and people that she interacted with, even people at the Olympus apartment building where she was last seen. They also viewed many hours of video footage from the Olympus, and they noticed something interesting. While Prisma was seen going into the building and into the elevator, she is never seen leaving, and her car remained where she parked it. There are a couple of ways, however, that one can get out of the building without being seen on camera. But if she had left the building, where did she go? Why did she leave her car there? 5 weeks after Prisma's disappearance, Arturo filed for emergency custody of their son. Now, many people have questioned Arturo and called him names such as deadbeat dad. But was he? He has spoken out and said in 6 years, he had paid over $60,000 in child support and has shown records proving as such. But what was his involvement with his son? I can't say. It seems there are two very different sides to this story, and I can't really tell you which one is more accurate. The search for Prisma continued, and a $25,000 reward was offered for any information leading to her whereabouts. The media did pick up her case a little bit, especially once clips of her on surveillance video were released, and clues would trickle in. There was still no signs of Prisma, however.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
East Dallas. Prisma was living in Mesquite, Texas when she vanished. Mesquite is an eastern suburb that borders Dallas, Texas. Generally, it's considered part of the East Dallas area. However, it would be in the actual boundaries of East Dallas, Texas that Prisma was last seen. East Dallas consists of several small neighborhoods just east of the downtown district. This is an area that has been dubbed the Lake and Garden District. The population here is just over 144,000 residents, while Dallas, Texas as a whole consists of over 1.3 million residents. Dallas is the ninth most populated city in the United States. If we zero in even more on where Prisma was last seen, we are at the Olympus at Ross apartment building in East Dallas. The Olympus is a nice building. Locals have described it as very nice, some even calling it a luxury building, although others have stated that's a little bit too generous. But this is what the website has to say. Make the urban life your style at Olympus at Ross. Through our doors, you'll find luxurious studio, one and two bedroom apartment homes designed for upscale living. This carefully curated community has become the location to live in the great city of Dallas. Living adjacent to Deep Ellum and Lower Greenville neighborhoods allows you to enjoy a plethora of dining, live music, shopping, and entertainment choices. Perfect for the creatives and the culture enthusiasts, our apartments in Dallas put you right in the middle of the action. Museums, cafes, and galleries are all within reach. Discover restaurants in downtown Dallas, shop in uptown, or take your furry companion on a stroll at one of the nearby pet-friendly parks. This urban neighborhood location has it all. Make a home and enjoy your lifestyle at Olympus at Ross. The Olympus at Ross sits on a city block with intersections at Roseland Avenue, Ross Avenue, and McCoy Street. Off of Roseland Avenue is another street that dead ends into Roseland. When it dead ends into Roseland, you're actually facing towards the garage entrance of the Olympus apartment building. You can make a right or a left, or you can kind of zigzag a little bit across the street and enter into the parking garage at Olympus. When we see Prisma on campus, we see that she pulls up her Jeep on Roseland Avenue and parks behind another vehicle. Half of her Jeep is blocking this other road. This is Johnson Street. She jumps out of her Jeep, crosses the street, and runs into the parking garage, following behind another vehicle. The parking garage is closed with a full-size gate, and residents need a pass to enter. There's no way to get in unless you have a pass. Prisma did not have a pass, but she was able to get inside by running behind another car. From here, we see her go to the elevator while she's on the phone for several minutes. She's pacing around a bit. She seems maybe a little unsteady. Maybe just a little bit upset. It's kind of hard to tell. She eventually gets into the elevator and heads up, possibly to the fifth floor, which is a parking area. We don't see Prisma again after that. It is interesting, despite all of these surveillance cameras in the building, she's never seen leaving. Now, there are a couple of exits that do not have cameras, but since no nearby businesses caught any sightings of Prisma and she never returned to her Jeep, the only belief is that if she left the building, she left in a vehicle. East Dallas is often called the Lake and Garden District, so there must be plenty of bodies of water around. Specifically, I see White Rock Lake, a lake that covers just over 1,200 acres and is used primarily for canoeing, kayaking, paddleboarding, and hikers and runners using the trails around it. The lake is about 5 miles to the east of the Olympus apartment building. About 5 miles to the west is the Trinity River. The Trinity River is 710 miles long and runs right through Dallas. While there are wooded and covered areas around, this is still a very populated and busy area. But if something happened to Prisma, could she have ended up at one of these local water sources? If something did happen to Prisma, what was it and who did it? Or could she have had an accident? But how did she go undetected, leaving the Olympus apartment building? And then there's the question of her boyfriend. Was his alibi a cover? Or did she maybe meet with foul play at the hands of a stranger who took advantage of seeing a distressed young woman? Did she maybe harm herself? She was having a rough day. She was having a bad day. But if that was her intent, why did she leave her gun behind in the car? And then again, where is she? Or, with everything going on, did she just decide she wanted to run away, forget it all, and start over fresh somewhere else? There's a lot of mystery surrounding the disappearance of Prisma Reyes and a lot of people involved in her story. An on-again, off-again boyfriend who lived at Olympus. A married man that she had some type of relationship with. A road rage confrontation with someone that happened shortly before she vanished. A babysitter who reported her missing. Perhaps a stalker. What do you think happened to Prisma Reyes? Prisma is described as a Hispanic female, standing 5 foot 2 inches tall and weighing 135 pounds when she was last seen on April 17th, 2019. She has brown hair and brown eyes and sometimes wears glasses. Prisma was last seen wearing a red short-sleeved polo shirt with black stripes on the shoulders and sleeves, light blue denim capri pants, black sneakers with white soles, and she was carrying a large black purse. She was 26 years old then. She would today be 31. Anyone with any information on the whereabouts of Prisma Denise Peralta Reyes is asked to contact the Mesquite, Texas Police Department at 972-285-6336. Thank you so much for listening to Prisma's story today. She has been missing far too long, leaving behind many family and friends, including a young son. Please continue to share her story. Someone out there just might know something. If you have any feedback or case suggestions for us, you can reach out via our social medias. You can find the Where Are They podcast on Instagram, X, Facebook, and YouTube. You can also email me anytime at canwefindthem@gmail.com. I also want to give a big thank you to everyone who has left us those positive reviews lately. This really does help our podcast get seen by more people. And ultimately, each case we share is likely just waiting for that one clue, that one tip to come in. And it just takes the right person to come across these stories. If you've made it this far, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. If you are interested in supporting our mission further, you can do so by subscribing to the show and or supporting us over on Patreon for just $3 a month. We are always looking for ways to increase how we can help and support the families of the missing. If you have any suggestions or charity partner recommendations, please send them my way also. Thank you again for listening to Prisma's story today. Let's hope that we have an update on her case soon. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.